Karna Gurmscheid is the regional manager of Kidsport Alberta, who is actually based in Grand Prairie, and she joins us on the line today. Karna, thank you very much for joining us. Now, it used to be Kidsport Grand Prairie. It's now Kidsport Peace Country because, I guess, of geographical expansion. Why was the expansion made?
There are a couple of key reasons the expansion was made. One is Kidsport, Alberta recognizes that, you know, there's a real need, there's a proven need up here in Northwest Alberta. And there has historically been chapters throughout Northwestern Alberta, but we're losing those chapters due to lack of volunteers. So with the increased demand on the volunteers' time, you know, they're just not able to commit like they used to. So instead of just, you know, having a provincial fund, they recognize there's still a need for somebody to be representing the Northwest region, being out there fundraising, talking to people, you know, allocating money to the schools and our sport organizations. And so they made the choice to make that expansion.
You mentioned before we pressed the record button that many voices need to be heard when it comes to something like this in the rural areas. How true is that?
Oh, it's so true. So it's something that we recognize in sport and recreation, you know, just creating our teams and finding, like you said, refs and umps for our teams and making sure that there's funding up in our area. A lot of the resources get focused into the larger centers in the province. So it's really important to have somebody to be the voice of Northwestern communities and Northwestern sport organizations. Making sure that the charity exists up here, people know about the charity, and that funds keep going to families that need it.
Now, the charity, as we mentioned, is expanding geographically in Northwestern Alberta. Karna, how excited are you, and how excited is Kidsport to have that expansion happen?
We're all thrilled for the expansion. We love what we do. You know, it's all about the kids and those families. Fundamentally, we all here at Kidsport Alberta know and understand the value and the benefits of sport for those kids. And I'm telling you, with those testimonials that come in, it is super heartwarming and super important that we make sure that we continue to offer the opportunity for families that are priced out of sport to put their children in.
Who can apply for grants?
So there is a formula, and they can check out on the Kidsport Alberta website. We follow a low-income cutoff mark, and for different size of families, that looks different. So, you know, without going through all the numbers, I would just recommend people head over to the website. Just punch in Kidsport Alberta, and you can find your chapter. And, of course, our chapter is called Peace Country now. And you'll see, you're like, if I have a three-person family, what's the cutoff? And then once, if you're underneath that cutoff or around that cutoff, I recommend that you reach out to us if you have any questions or go in and apply.
Can organizations or nonprofit organizations apply for grants as well?
No, we don't have community grants. So it's just specifically individual grants. So even with a family of three, if they're applying for three grants, they'd apply separately for each child. Their individual child grants. And the grants, too, it's important for people to understand that the grants don't go directly to the parents or the families. The grants go to the sport organizations to help pay for their registration fees so that, you know, that child can participate.
Okay. Yeah. Just curious, curiosity on my part. Now, you mentioned, of course, with the expansion that's happening, you do have an office in Grand Prairie. We know about that, and it has been tough. We've mentioned that it's been tough getting chapters around. So here in the Northwest, obviously with a lot of real estate to cover, are there possible thoughts of putting like branch offices elsewhere in the Peace Country, maybe like a Peace River or a High Level?
Yeah, so there is the direction and the strategy is to work with volunteers in those communities. So there won't be like a brick and mortar office, but there'll be small committees, and there still exists right to this day small committees that maybe aren't, they're not taking in all of the notice assessments, they're not doing the granting, but they're on the ground, they're in the schools, they're talking to the organizations, and they're the local advocates or the ambassadors, I should call them, for kids sports. So they're making sure that it's in their communities and money is coming to those families in those communities. So we are still reaching out to volunteers and engaging volunteers in all the communities that we can. I would recommend if somebody is within a community and is engaged with the sport and recreation and wants to be a kids sport volunteer to reach out to us. We'd love to work with them. I do some traveling myself, but of course it's huge geographical area, so any volunteer support that we can get from any communities will be, well, we take with open arms, 100%.
With the fall right around the corner and with people getting back into sports, I guess specifically hockey, but there are other sports, of course,
oh, yeah.
And with this expansion that has happened with kids sport, now Peace Country, how bright does the future look in northwestern Alberta that kids can be off the sidelines and head into the sport?
So it is much brighter than it would be otherwise. We know that sometimes it's really sport and recreation. You know, parents do understand the value of it, but when they're, you know, have to choose between bills, paying for bills for the house or sports, sometimes those kids don't get those opportunities. So it is a game changer for a lot of the families out there, certainly, to get their kids into sport. And I'd really like to say that I know that people think about three or four or five sports off the top of their head, but really any sport. We cover dance, we cover fencing, we cover multiple different sports. So if you do have your child in a sport and you're looking for some supports or some funding, please reach out to Kidsport Alberta or Kidsport Peace Country, because we definitely do cover more than, you know, just your basic hockey, basketball, soccer, those types of things. We're just there to get kids moving.
Karna Germscheid is the regional manager of Kidsport Alberta, who is based in Grand Prairie. Karna, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.